So let's review. The Gemara gives several rulings regarding working on Chol HaMoed and begins with work done under the arrangement of kablonis. A kablon is a contractor paid to do a job over a certain amount of time, as opposed to a schir yoim, a hired worker paid per hour, per day, or week, etc. A schir yoim is considered working for the person who hired him. Therefore, a non-Jewish schir yoim is not allowed to work for a Jewish boss on Shabbos. However, a kablon is considered working for himself, since he can work whenever he wants to, as long as he gets the job done by the agreed time. Therefore, a non-Jewish kablon is allowed to work for a Jewish boss on Shabbos if there's enough time for him to complete the job without working on Shabbos. Now, Zokta Gemara. 1. Mekabli kibaylis chutz l'tchum muter. It's permitted to contract non-Jewish workers to build or work a field on Shabbos only if the work takes place outside the tchum, where Jewish people will not observe the work on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Toicha tchum aser. If the work takes place within the tchum, it's forbidden, because people who see him will think that he's a schir yoim working for the Jew. And even chutz la tchum, b'chayle shel moed, d'shchichi inshi d'azli v'asu l'hasam asar. On chol moed, when it's permitted to travel, and Jews will likely observe the work, it's forbidden. 2. Kibin da'agar loika shokli, shershu yehu d'kam ashar shulei. If someone works for his meals, but does not get paid wages, he's permitted to perform work needed for chol moed. 3. It's permitted to contract with workers on Chol HaMoed to perform malacha after Yom Tov. However, b'moyed asur, it's forbidden to have them work on Chol HaMoed. And a brisa states the general principle. Kol shehu oise oimel l'anachri v'oise. One can only tell a non-Jew to perform work on Chol HaMoed that he could do himself. 4. Ein marvin behema b'chol shel moed. It's forbidden to mate animals on Chol HaMoed. 5. Ein medayrin b'chol shel moed. It's forbidden to place animals into a field on Chol HaMoed to fertilize the field. However, in Bo Me'elei and Mutter, if they entered on their own, it's permitted to leave them there. The Mishnah earlier discussed pressing olives on Chol HaMoed to avoid a loss. The Mishnah now discusses a similar case regarding wine. Zok the Mishnah. V'chein mi shehaya yeinoi b'soy chabor, v'iru ovel oi oynes oi shetu'u, zoylu v'goymer v'gof kadarko div Reb Yosi. If someone had wine in the vat, and then he became an ovel, or for some other reason he could not finish before Yom Tov, or his workers did not show up, Rabbi Yossi holds that he may fill and seal the barrels in the usual way in Chol HaMoed. However, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Oiseloi limudim b'shul shlo yachmitz. Rabbi Yehuda holds that he may only make a temporary seal on the barrels so that it shouldn't sour, but he requires shinoi b'moed b'davar ha'oved. Even when preventing a loss, one must still perform the work in an unusual way. The Gemara points out several principles regarding malacha and Chol HaMoed. 1. Ein lemeid zumizu. One cannot easily compare one case to another. For example, tzmachlekes whether zayfchin kuzsa ve'ein zayfsin chavisa. It's permitted to apply sealant to jugs, but not to barrels, because chayish latircha. We're more concerned about the excessive exertion on the larger barrels on Chol HaMoed. Or zayfsin chavisa ve'ein zayfsin kuzta. It's permitted to apply sealant to barrels, but not to jugs, because chayish lapseida. We're more concerned about the greater loss to the larger barrels. 2. It's permitted to do malacha to prevent a loss on Chol HaMoed, otherwise it's forbidden. However, Rabbi Yossi rules that it depends on the type of work. It's permitted to work with detached produce, even to prevent a partial loss. However, it's forbidden to work with attached produce, even to prevent a complete loss. However, the Gemara adds two rulings. Rabbi Yossi agrees that it's permitted if he has nothing else to eat. But Adam Chashuv Shani, even in such a case, a prominent person should act stringently and not do the work on Chol HaMoed. 3. Imasa v'hoyser harizeh muter. If one performed malacha for the needs of Yom Tov and had some leftovers, he can use them after Yom Tov. However, it's machlekes whether ma'arimin, it's permitted to deliberately prepare too much so that there'll be leftovers. Or, ein ma'arimin mekach, it's forbidden to do this.